This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hey, what's up? How's my light?
I did it myself. Is it good?
I don't know what the settings mean. I turned it from 55% to 46%. Because the first time we ever had it and I tried to tweak it, it was at 46%. So I guess in the back of my mind, I thought that was what it should be. And I don't know what the other number is, like 3,500 or something. I don't know. But if it's good, we're good. For the many of you watching on YouTube and Twitch, I mean, duh. Obviously, it's great. But some people wouldn't know, and I didn't know. So I'm saying it. There's a lot of football news, and I've got two guests today to talk about teams that the Bills both play this year. And one, Kansas City, has its own news today. Rashee Rice likely to be suspended. Alex Gold will join me in a little less than half an hour. Also, Spencer German on the Browns. I think the Browns are interesting, too. Maybe the best team in the AFC. Maybe the worst. I don't know. We've got Kansas City and Cleveland covered today. You know, that's not heresy. The Bills can be better than the Chiefs when they are, okay? I mean, I know the regular season. I'm not going to apologize. I did apologize. Is that I shouldn't have. There's nothing controversial about saying that the Chiefs might be the best team in the AFC. I mean, I think to most, it would be laughable to even question it. But anyway, didn't really want to get into this already. There is a lot of news, and I'm looking forward to analyzing it and discussing it with you. The Open Championship, Brian will be on later. I've been able to watch a lot of this today, and I have a few quick observations. One, this tournament was played at this golf course in 2019. I don't know if I watched any of it because today it looks amazing, and I don't remember anything about it. I know that Shane Lowry won, and there were super low scores. I think it was kind of a runaway on Sunday. I don't remember watching any of it. Either way, I've loved how this has looked today, and it's NBC's crew that has it, which I think is a big win for viewers. Of course, that's debatable, but they're interesting and funny, and I've liked the broadcast today. Two, the flag sticks are thicker in Europe. Mike Tirico told me that today. Is it all of Europe? What are we doing about Turkey I don't know. I don't know if this extends all the way to the Mediterranean, where, I don't know, it might not be quite as windy all the time as it's going to be in Northern Ireland, say. But one player hit the flagstick today, and Tirico said how he just quickly, in passing, said the flagsticks are thicker in Europe because of the wind. Did you know that? Did you know that flagsticks in golf come with different thicknesses? Did you know that? I did not know that. So I like that. I told you these would be quick. One guy wears two gloves. Aaron Rai, R-A-I, wears two gloves. And the announcers today told me he always does that. Bulldog would be, he's not here. If he were, he would have something to say about this. Because he, the other day off the air, asked me if when I was playing golf all the time, I noticed that one hand and not the other was getting like sunburned or tanned more than the other because one hand had the glove on so often from playing so much golf. And I told him I did not remember that happening to me, but maybe it did. And he said that it's happening to him, that one of his hands is darker right now because of all the golf he's playing. And he might be out there today, and he was out there yesterday, and he'll be out there tomorrow. So this guy, you can't stop him. That's another one. Aaron Rai, black gloves, both hands. How would that feel? I take my glove, my one glove, like a normal person, off when I'm putting, which you don't have to do. Maybe the double glove is a move here. Maybe that's worth trying. And four, there's correlation between how old and or successful you have been as a professional golfer and how much you are willing to give the fans with a wave after a made putt. The legends guys here, the older guys, my guys, right? Lucas Glover, who's in contention, Justin Leonard, Harrington, the guys who have been around, when they make a putt, they make sure you know that they're grateful for your applause and support. There's no one's left hanging. The ball goes in, and long before they're even there to pick it up, there's the wave. Thank you. Hat tip. Maybe it's even like hand goes up and the wave. I mean, that's old school. The younger guys are now stooping to literally and figuratively a new low in the hand wave to thank the crowd for their applause. And it's gotten to the point where it's almost an indiscernible hand movement. Like the hand is down here. Again, benefit to the viewers. Sorry, you don't really need to see me do this. The hand is down here. The ball goes in and it's like a, it's not a wave. It doesn't even get to the point where the hand is sort of cocked and facing the crowd. It doesn't even go that far. It's just sort of the tiniest little flip. It's not even a flip. It's a flick. It's a flick. This. And if you don't look for it, you won't even notice it. So that's a terrible job. Golfers are the number one, I would say, for coming off as genuine when showing their appreciation to fans. I mean, they're right there. The fans are, they can hear the fans. I mean, it's different than other sports. They're right there. Make the putt, put the hand up, give it a little bit of a wave, make it look good. And some of these young guys are giving the sport a bad name, which we don't need. I was thinking about this in other sports, and not all of them have, like football, what does football have for the players showing their appreciation to the fans? I mean, there's almost never anything. Football does the thing now, it's dumb, it's more like a hockey thing. Football does the thing now where after a turnover, the entire defense runs to the end zone and poses. That's not for the fans, that's for the defense. Like, that's not this. I don't know what football players ever do to show, like on the field, to show appreciation to the fans. I mean, there's not much that's like specifically for that. Baseball has the pitcher being taken out after a good outing, tipping the cap. Baseball has that. The pitcher gets a chance to do it. Player hits a home run. There's really nothing for that. They point to the sky. They point to their heart. You know, it's really more of a me thing, or they're thinking of someone who's died, but it's not really about you. The pitcher does the hat tip. Golfers do the, you know, thank you after a made putt, some of them. Tennis has, after the match is over now, this is also like another, we've got to do this every time, because if we don't, tennis has the player wins the match and then walks back onto the court and waves to, I think usually it would be all four, you know, sections, all four sides, the crowd in all four directions. Tennis has that. Don't always think that's sincere, actually. And hockey has what? Hockey has not always, but often the team, the home team wins and they go to center ice and wait and hold up their sticks for 3 seconds and then leave. Couldn't care less. Don't believe you care at all. Meaningless, useless. That one doesn't work. I mean, hockey never gets this kind of thing right. So we don't need that, I say. We just need some of these good young golfers to, you know, make it a little bit more convincing that they actually care that they're being cheered. Okay. It was mostly short. The flag sticks are thicker in Europe. That's my favorite of these. And the double glove. I think that'd be second. All right. What have we got today? A lot. Rashi Rice. Jordan Addison. Mike Williams, for what that's worth, retiring. Von Miller signs with Washington. That happened last night. We've got a few second-round picks signing. That whole thing might be over. The Bills have TJ Sanders. I don't have anything yet that he is signing, but now that you've got, I mean, it's like a half dozen guys. RJ Harvey, for you fantasy players with Denver, signing. That's good. By the way, in terms of skill positions, another big one is Trey Harris with the Chargers, a second round wide receiver, especially with Mike Williams leaving the scene there in L.A. I don't have Harris yet. We do have Harvey. I got to think that this whole thing is about to end now. It's going to end before it starts. Camp isn't until Wednesday for the Bills. And it sounds like now it would be surprising if their second-round pick isn't signed by then, because I think they're all just going to fall in now that a few have without the fully – nobody's getting the fully guaranteed contract. Too much to lose, you know? I like to root for the employee in these. I like to take their side, you know? The NFL has no real need for denying these players guaranteed contracts. I mean, think for all the wealth – there is in sports, the one league that will not guarantee your contract is the National Football League. I mean, that's embarrassing. So I want to be with the players, but it's one thing to feel that and say that. When it comes down to it, these guys, I mean, they would lose a lot. It would be, I don't know, some combination of fines. I know there's a lot of language about like what happens if they don't sign within 30 days of the opener and they can't go back into the draft. Just different. I don't even want to run it down, but I know that the second round picks had a lot on the line by holding out. And I think now I wonder if any of them will do it. So we've got that. Von Miller was gone, right? Wherever he's going, that he goes to Washington. And I never was giving any thought to Von Miller coming back. I think, was Von Miller worth the effort is a good conversation. At the time, I remember it happened like right at the end of a show we did. It was like between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, whatever day that was a few years ago, that the Bills had signed Von Miller. And my take was what I think I know the most is that eventually we will regret this. Like, someday this will be bad, that there'll be dead cap and, you know, it'll end in a way. What happened I didn't see coming exactly with his career. Of course, the big injury and then the incident last offseason. But without those things, almost definitely that contract would be onerous in the end for the Bills. Was it worth a try? I think maybe it was. I think when you're a team like this, it can be at least understandable, if not forgivable or just like great, that you're going to pay some, you're going to make a deal with somebody like that. And of course, their obsession with edge rushers and defensive linemen never ends. And so if it was going to happen, it wasn't going to be, who did we have? We had DeAndre Hopkins for a minute that we talked about, Odell Beckham. When the Bills were going to do a thing like that, it wasn't going to be for a wide receiver, right? It was going to be for an edge rusher. And it could have worked out, but there were strikes against. I mean, there were reasons to doubt it. Age and injury history, and those things came to the surface. So I don't hate the Bills for making that move, but I always thought it would probably end badly, and we're kind of there. And the odds that, well, what would have defined the Von Miller move? What would have defined whether it was worth it if they had won a Super Bowl, period? That would be the thing, whether he had anything to do with it or not. If you win, it's all good. And so if that had happened, we would have to go, you know, forever through the rest of time being glad for everything they did because it resulted in a championship. That didn't happen. Now it's kind of easy to go the other way, which I don't all the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They want to do. You know, they have won a lot of games. His injury was costly to them. Good luck to you, Von Miller, now with Washington. The Rice news is big, and I'll start by saying it seems that nobody really expected this to happen this way. And that's kind of a source of frustration in a way, like if, well, maybe this isn't you, but if you're drafting fantasy teams all the time and you take your cues from people, some are knowledgeable about the legal process, others are not, but they're still all paying attention to each other. I want to say vast majority of the community did not expect there to be a Rashi Rice suspension coming this year. It's not like it wasn't possible, but kind of out of nowhere, we had a hearing and a judgment, 5 years probation, 30 days in jail, and Adam Schefter is right there with an NFL suspension is, you know, likely to follow next. And this, I think I can say safely, this came as a pretty big shock to most people out here who had been hearing kind of everybody talk about with Rashi Rice Looks like maybe the suspension will be next year, if it happens at all. So, because that's what you're used to with the NFL, isn't it? You're used to Alvin Kamara, Ray Rice. You're used to Kareem Hunt. These guys who have been caught, you know, to different extremes with their, you know, domestic violence and other things. You're kind of used to this is going to be a long process. And so maybe we got caught when it came to Rashee Rice. I mean, that was last offseason. This car accident that he was involved in isn't recent, but it did sound like, I think, to most people that this was going to go into a second year where he was not to be suspended. Last year, he wasn't suspended, but he was injured in the game. I think it was at the Chargers after an interception. Patrick Mahomes, his first mistake was throwing the interception. His second was taking Rashee Rice out, helmet to the knee, on the tackle attempt. And that cost Rice the season. So that's big for the Chiefs. What I've read is you could have a suspension of 2 games, or it could be 6 or more. Amy Trask on this tweeted how 6, to shorten it, 6 feels like the minimum for what he has been hit for. And look, I mean, Kansas City, as far as the Bills go, I mean, they're on the schedule in week 9, I believe, but I feel like that's a huge loss to the Chiefs. So much of what I've heard this offseason about the Chiefs is, you know, I mean, of course they've won so much, but okay, finally, Rice is back healthy and a suspension doesn't seem to be right now in the window. Xavier Worthy really came on last year, had a huge Super Bowl performance. We like that. And then even Hollywood Brown and whatever's left of Travis Kelce. But maybe the Chiefs expected this. I don't know. But most of us didn't, that Rice would be going away probably for a good chunk of games here early in the season. So here we go again with them. You know, I know they drive you crazy anyway, but Rice as a rookie 2 years ago, kind of a slow start. They had Juju. They had other guys that they were mixing and matching there along the way. But it wasn't until later on in the season when Rice established himself, and then in the postseason and their Super Bowl win, he was really good. Then it was Worthy last year. Rice goes away with the injury. Worthy took his time and similarly came on big late in the season, as the Bills know. And so here was the season when they were supposed to have both guys probably for all of it. And now it looks like maybe that won't happen. So could end up being more of the same, where the Chiefs need, for a different reason this year, some time to get to a, you know, a more functional place on offense. We know last year, of course, they really didn't get to a functional place on offense until the AFC Championship, when everything came very easily to them, despite not having Rashee Rice. I don't know as much about the Jordan Addison one with Minnesota. Not as severe a punishment, but speeding, and he might be looking at a suspension too. I think he probably will. So you've got that to think of. The Vikings are not on the Bills' schedule. And what else? Anthony Richardson is new today. This one I think we should have been able to figure out if it ends up being right. Richardson saying he's ready for training camp. People were saying that the whole time. But what happened with him, because he's an easy mark, there was their coach, Indianapolis's coach, was, you know, talking about the competition, and then Daniel Jones kind of seeming like he would be the favorite to start. And the latest injury thing with Richardson a month or more ago felt more to me like, or it was just piling on at this point, but not necessarily something where he will be out. He'd had an injury to this shoulder last year or the year before, and there was that. It all sounded kind of ominous about him, that he wasn't 100% yet, same shoulder, everything like that. But it didn't seem to me necessarily like he would miss camp. This is a lot. I mean, NFL Roundup, everybody. This is a lot for July 17th, when almost every training camp is yet to start. We're getting going pretty quickly here. The second round pick thing was a matter of time, and that does make sense that this would break right on the verge of NFL training camps. But the legal stuff, I don't think had to happen at any particular time, but we're getting it right before the season. This will shock you, but I did have a couple of James Cook takes today that I'll get to. I'm going to have to squeeze them in now that I've spent the first 20 minutes talking about flag sticks and the news of the day. I guess that's not so bad. Alex Gold coming up from the Fan in Kansas City on what the Rice news means to the Chiefs and a look ahead to the season. It's always good to do with Kansas City, right? I mean, they're so in our heads. So I always look forward to our chats with Alex. Spencer German on the Browns as well. My guy Davis Maddock from ADP Chasing tweeted a day or two ago, what would your odds be? How would you handicap who starts the most games at quarterback this year for the Browns? And I think you could get 10 different people to give you 10 different answers on how to rank 1 to 4 the likelihood that Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, who will start the most games for them and who will start the least. So we'll get Spencer's opinion on that. I also kind of think that maybe the Browns are going to be a little better than the Vegas stuff. I mean, Vegas has them as the worst offense in the league by points per game and maybe the worst team. I don't know. I'm open to hearing different on Cleveland. All right, here we go. Brian Koziol as well on the golf tournament. Mike Schoep here with Alex Gold next. Bulldog is off. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.